Welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. The Legacy and Faith Show is about the journey of discovering how to create plans that protect wealth and family values for generations. And now the host of the Legacy and Faith Show, Paul Grant.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, another edition of the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant. Hello there, Mr. Grant.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, we're continuing our look at creating a vision this week, and you were kind of getting into the more spiritual reasons behind vision last week, and I think you want to continue that subject this week.
Yeah, we talked about, well, what do we need to prepare before we come into the law office? It's a common question that I get, and so I wanted to expand a little bit more on that. We talked about two different issues. Number one is the legal side is actually better if you would trust me and allow me to guide you through the process. Our educational sessions that are online that you can sign up for at legacyandfaith.com, those are discussions about what's the difference between a will and a trust. What does probate mean? How can we avoid probate? What about taxes? How do we make adjustments to estate plan? So these are the legal issues that we need to discuss and have a really solid foundation of education in order for an individual to make the proper decision for their family. Because really, there's just two tools that an estate planner has. It's a will package or it's a trust package. They accomplish different things for different purposes. So in the legal realm, it is actually best if you allow me to guide you through the process. But now on the spiritual side of everything, what we discussed last week was it actually is something that is really fabulous if you're prepared. In other words, we talked about hearing the voice of God. And in order to do that we need to come to our Heavenly Father because He has wisdom and knowledge that is held for us that He wants to reveal. And and Paul talks about this in 1 Corinthians as being a mystery for us. But the beauty is that that mystery has been revealed by Jesus through the Holy Spirit. And so I believe that we can have an intimate relationship with God so that He can reveal to us exactly what we are supposed to do. Because the option is that we just walk in and we do what everyone else does. But I'm not so sure that that's really what we are supposed to be doing.
Yeah, He wants to have a vision for each person. He does. An individual.
Absolutely.
An individual financial plan, as it were, for every person.
Yeah, and it really extends to every part of life, right? You've been called to radio. I've been called to be an attorney. And so that's uniqueness already out of the gate. We're created with different skill sets and slightly different voices. I'm not going to say who has the better one, but I guess the profession will tell us which one. But we're developed differently, and I believe that you have a true calling to where you could actually probably tell me exactly how that happened for you, Mark. And I have what I believe is a true calling, and I could tell you a testimony of how God led me to being an attorney. Well, it takes us listening to Him and having fellowship with Him in order to get there. And I believe we're to be intentional in every area of our life, and that includes estate planning. That includes this final act of being a steward, which is an administrative giver. And so, therefore, we're taught how to be really strong stewards during our lifetime. But I'm not so sure that we are ever taught much, if anything, about being a steward at the end of our life, making sure that we're accomplishing a kingdom purpose and a kingdom vision at all times. And that's what I'm encouraging people to think about and to pray about and to seek God for, which is, okay, am I just to leave things to my family, or is there a kingdom purpose that you have that I am to accomplish when I actually pass away? Is my estate plan, is my legacy to be more than just splitting up my assets between the kids or to nieces, nephews, or whoever else you want to split it up to? And so, So my passion is to encourage the body of Christ to seek after the heartbeat of God and to seek after his kingdom with every aspect of their life, which includes estate planning.
Well, so many people, though, are just kind of biding their time, and the Bible talks about be careful. You say you're going to store up this, that, and I'm going to just kind of party till 1999
right.
or whatever. but fool, you didn't realize that tonight your life was required
yeah.
of you.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. There is no better day than today to get to our website to start this process. If you're not ready for that step, then seek after him. Today is the perfect day to begin seeking after the heartbeat of God so that you know exactly what his purpose and vision is for what he has given you, what he has entrusted you with. It may or may not be to give it to the kids. And so we don't want to be found that we were foolish and that all of a sudden today was the day that we are to face him and we did not prepare.
Isn't there lots of places in the Bible, though, too, where God says it's a good thing? A good man leaves an inheritance for his family.
Yeah, that's right.
And take care of, charity starts at home, so to speak.
You're talking about Proverbs that that a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. It's interesting. As you might imagine, as an estate planner, I've torn that scripture apart and actually spent some time seeking God about what does that really mean?
And what does it really mean?
And the interesting part is that word inheritance means covenant. Mm. So it can mean monetary value, absolutely, but it can mean have we left the covenant of relationship behind to our children's children? Mm. Now, oftentimes there is anointing, there's calling, there's purpose on our children, on our grandchildren, and it is going to take money to accomplish those things. And so it can be a perfect plan to make sure that there are finances available to fund your family's purposes for God's kingdom. Hmm. I'm concerned that if you have children who are not following after the heartbeat of God, then is it possible that the Holy Spirit may lead you to a different conclusion than that, which is if you give it to your children or if you give it to certain family members, that they will become the prodigal son. They will just squander it instead of what you have been given, accomplishing ultimate kingdom purposes. And I really think that as Christians, that is our main focus. That should be the heartbeat of what we do, which is build covenant in this earth with everyone that we meet. And of course, it starts at home. You're worse than a sinner if you do not take care of your own.
But that's an individual question because
yes.
different families have different kinds of offspring, different kids who are at different stages in their walk with the Lord.
Agreed.
And can handle an inheritance.
Absolutely. But if we don't start the whole process by seeking after what God wants from us, then we can't be prepared to come in for me to then build the legal necessities around those uniquenesses, around those individualities, around the strengths of one person who is so generous that they would do it to their own harm versus someone who is stingy with money. Well, how do we possibly help that? So I'm not saying that one is better than the other or that one is proper because we're all created uniquely. That's been this whole show so far. But how do we assist our children accomplish God's purposes from what we've left behind, if indeed that is what you want?
Well, that's one of the ways that you want people to prepare before they come in to see you is to really take an honest look at what's going on in their family dynamic, and because you don't know.
I don't. I know
really
the legal side.
You know the legal side, but you don't know what kind of dynamic they have going on with their kids.
I have no idea, and that's where I often say, look, you got to be fully honest with me. You can't let the parent hopefulness get in the way of these conversations. See, we've been created to forgive and to love our children, so sometimes we don't see them in the full light, is that if they have specific spending habits, and it's just like, oh, no, my kids are very responsible. Do you know how many times I've heard that my kids are financially responsible? Then someone passes away, and I find out that person was not honest with me, so I was unable to do my legal job well. Mm. I couldn't protect what their vision was because they didn't come in prepared to be fully honest with me and to seek after the heartbeat of God to say, this is what I want to accomplish, and God's kingdom is a higher priority than my children's purposes with my money.
But you can set up a will, or probably even better, a trust that kind of directs these things when you're gone. I mean, the kids have to meet a certain requirement, perhaps, in their lifestyle to get more money released to them or whatever.
Really, we have a clean whiteboard. We can do anything that somebody wants to assist accomplish the vision that God has given them. And again, that's the legal side of everything. But what I can't do is I can't prepare the family side, nor can I make up God's vision. I mean, look, I'll help you develop God's vision if that's what you need. We can have that session, but it's... But really, this is the one thing that people can do before they get to me, which is seek after God. And look, this is really important because in 2 Peter, if you've listened to me at all, I've got about 15 to 20 scriptures that I always go back to. Well, this is one of them, okay? Which is 2 Peter chapter 1. It says... starting in 3, it says, according to his divine power, he has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us to glory and virtue. So number one, there it is again, through knowledge. Well, how do you get that knowledge? By seeking after him. And what are you called? You know, I run into people all the time. I've heard so many messages as I've grown up in church and as I go to church about what is the calling of God in your life. Well, here it is. Peter is telling us exactly what you have been called to. You have been called to demonstrate his glory and his virtue. That's the King James word. What that word virtue means is his excellence. And so you've been called to demonstrate glory and virtue. Now, it goes on to in verse 4, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these, by those promises, you can be a partaker in the divine nature, escaping the corruption that is in this world through lust. And this person needs to give all diligence and add to their faith virtue. So what this says here, a couple things that I pick out is that number one, this takes faith because we're to add to our faith. So in other words, to receive the knowledge of what is hidden from us, but for us, we need to be able to have faith that he will speak to us, that he wants to disclose to us what his good pleasure is for your life and for your kids and for the purposes that he has set you on. And that by that, you can partake in the divine nature and escape the corruption of this world. So in other words, there is divine purpose that is behind everything that God has called you to do. And it is tapping into that divine purpose and setting out a family vision that I believe this scripture is talking about as it relates to estate planning. It in other contexts, it's much more, but as we're talking about estate planning, it takes faith and it takes seeking him. Okay. Because it says in verse 5, and this person giving all diligence, in other words, all speed and eagerness to add to your faith. So you need to be eager to seek after. I want to know what God's vision is for me and for my family. And that's where we start estate planning.
Creating a Vision, continuing a very interesting discussion this week with Paul Grant, estate and tax planning attorney. If you have questions, you're intrigued by how you hear Paul discussing this and kind of his heart, you want him to get involved with your estate planning, how do people get in touch with you, Paul?
Head over to our website, legacyandfaith.com, and there's past podcasts, there's educational sessions that are coming up, and ways to communicate with us. I would love to hear from you. So head over to legacyandfaith.com.
Okay, back with more of the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant in just a moment.
Hi, this is Paul Grant with the Legacy and Faith Show. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." God's people need to be fully prepared in managing their finances and ensuring that their wealth is properly transferred. It is our passion to bring this knowledge to the body of Christ. If your church would benefit from having a financial and estate session that is biblically based, then I encourage you to reach out to us so that we can help design and implement a specific and strategic session for your church. Or if you are interested in estate planning services, then I likewise encourage you to reach out to us. You can go to legacyandfaith.com and receive all the information you need. Again, go to legacyandfaith.com.
Many families realize that with the passing of each generation, their family legacy is disappearing and they're feeling regret. To alleviate this heartache, Memories Worth Telling writes their family story and creates a beautiful heirloom book to preserve their unique history. Go to memorieswordtelling.com to schedule your initial consultation and learn how they can capture your legacy. Once again, that's memorieswordtelling.com.
We now return to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant, and continue today's practical discussion to apply biblical principles for kingdom purposes.
And Mark Holland joining Paul this week as he's discussing creating a vision and something that maybe makes him a little different than most estate planners. He's on a Christian station, and he believes it's so important for you to hear from God first before you ever come to see him. And again, just kind of want to wrap up today's discussion and these last couple of shows with the spiritual foundation that Paul really wants you to have before you even think about estate planning.
Yeah, and the first act should be seeking after the heart of God is what we're talking about. And why is this so important? Well, we walked into break there talking about that, you know, we're called to take on divine nature, and that we're to have faith, and we're to earnestly seek after that purpose and that calling. And we are called to be unique. We're called to stand out in a dying world. And we're not to just simply take on the flavor of this world. And again, I've talked through this series about, it's one of my concerns that when all of a sudden it comes to estate planning, we just do what everyone else does. And I have a heart and a passion to say, I'm not so sure that that should be our approach as believers, because we're called to be different. If we look at the stories, my goodness, people have been called out to do all sorts of funky things. I mean, David was called to run down the streets naked and worship God. My neighbors are saying, I'm so glad Paul has never been called to that. and so I want to go to 1 Peter for just a moment here, which is 1 Peter chapter 2. I'm going to skip around. I'm going to go from verse 3 to 5 and then over to 9, 10, 11. So 1 Peter chapter 2, it starts out is that if you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, then you are living stones and are built up in a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. For you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar, I'm not saying that one very well, but everyone knows what I mean. A peculiar people. There it is. We are called to be unique and stand out. We are to be separated. Separated for what? For purpose. For kingdom purpose. And that resonates to every part of our life. No part of our life should be on cruise control. Every part should have intentionality. And it goes on that we are called out like that, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in times past, you were not a people, but now you are a people of God. You had not obtained mercy, but now you have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beg of you, as strangers and as pilgrims, to abstain from fleshly lust. So here we are. Here we have Peter, who is calling us out to be separated, to calling us out to be different. And every part of our life should reflect that calling. It should reflect that we are separated for a holy work, for a holy purpose, so that God's agenda, so that His purposes can be accomplished in this earth. That is why you were designed. That is why you were filled with the greatness of His Holy Spirit, to empower you, to exhilarate you, to encourage you, to build you up, and to manifest His beauty through your life. And so I'm going to come back to estate planning, which is that, again, no part of our life should just simply reflect what everyone else reflects. We are to be called differently. And I'm not going to suggest how that looks or how it doesn't. The only question I have is, have you sought after the heart of God? Have you sought after what His peculiar purpose is for you? Again, that could be, I want to make sure that you leave an inheritance for your family and that it should be well protected, that your family uses every penny. Others of you may have a very distinct call to give a majority, if not everything, into ministries. Others of you will be blending those things to where we treat a ministry or that we treat God's kingdom as an additional children. So what that would look like is I have two kids. But then on my estate plan or in my estate plan, I would deem that I have three. I would have ministry and then I would have my two girls. But I'm not telling you what to do. I want you to seek after the heartbeat of Jesus Christ so that He can tell you what to do in this final act. I just don't want people to come in and say, well, my parents did this, so I guess that's what I'll do. It's a poor excuse. There were times when you thought your parents didn't know anything. So, but look, I just want you to have the heartbeat of God. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Paul, writing, says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So here it is again. We are to present ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. You know, when we present ourselves as a living sacrifice, oftentimes what that means is that we're going to get called to do something that may look a little bit different, that might be a little bit uncomfortable. And this is our holy and acceptable presentation to God. This is our reasonable service. It's not even the highest calling. This is just what we are supposed to be doing as born again believers, which is coming before the throne room of God and seeking Him on every level of our life. And Paul went on and says, so therefore do not be conformed to the ways of this world. And that's what my call is. That's what my encouragement is in this thing called estate planning, which is don't just do what everyone else does. God has a purpose. He's got a calling. He has a vision that He is storing up to reveal to you, but it takes effort to walk beside Him and to run unto Him in order to hear it. And then Paul, lastly, in that Romans 12, verse 2, says, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And so what do you want as a follower after the heartbeat of God to prove or to demonstrate or to reflect that acceptable, perfect will of God? So until we come before Him, until we seek after His face, on every aspect of our life, including this journey called estate planning, then I'm thinking that we may not receive that specific instruction, that mystery that we are to be called to, that we can have because He and He alone, according to 1 Corinthians, has it stored up within Him. He has that wisdom, that knowledge, and He is a good Father. He is a good, good Father. He wants to reveal it to you. Seek after Him. By the goodness of His Holy Spirit, He will reveal it to you. And from there, we can then take over. And the practical aspect of creating legal documents that will protect that vision for many years to come after you're gone. And now I believe we have set up a kingdom legacy in our family. And that is my heart and my passion for the body of Christ.
And that is some of the passion of Paul Grant, estate and tax planning attorney, and just reminding us so important to hear God's voice as it relates to estate planning. And you need to do that on your own before you even come in to see Paul. But Paul, people have done that. They've got a vision from the Lord, and the next step would be to come in to see you. How do people do that?
Head over to our website, legacyandfaith.com. There's opportunities to sign up for upcoming educational sessions. There's past podcasts, ways to communicate with us. I'd love to hear from you. So head over to legacyandfaith.com.
Okay, another great edition of the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant here on KCIS.
Thank you for joining us for the Legacy and Faith Show. You can find more information about the show and Paul Grant at legacyandfaith.com. Join us next week at the same time as we learn to build God's kingdom and continue our journey on how to protect wealth and family values for generations. All discussions on the Legacy and Faith Show are intended to be about general legal issues. If a situation applies to you, then we encourage you to seek specific legal advice. Please do not rely upon any discussions from this program in place of having a personal relationship with your attorney. Any listener question that may have been answered also does not constitute legal advice and does not establish a client-attorney relationship.